It is time for Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. And Paul Myers is North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank. Paul, welcome to the show and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm very good. I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, but first, let's just touch on this idea that small businesses generally do better when there's a bank that that knows how to develop relationship with the clients. You don't have to be a big business.
Yeah. No, you don't. And that's that's always been kind of the cornerstone of community banking and Metairie Bank. But we have always community banks have always been uniquely positioned to understand the challenges associated with the communities that we're in. I mean, look, chances are our kids or grandkids go to school together. We see each other in the grocery store. We see each other at church or wherever you congregate and other things. So we are truly connected to the community and the businesses and the economic challenges and conditions that we see. But just real quick, and I know we want to talk about Thanksgiving. I did some reading over this past weekend, and one of the things that I read is a study that was done through the St. Louis Fed, and it says that 82% of small business applicants were at least partially approved by small local community banks, versus only 68% were approved or partially approved by larger banks. Also in the study, both individuals and small businesses they reported being much more satisfied and even happy with their banking experience than those who worked with larger banks, finance companies, or even online lenders. And I think that kind of further proves what we always talk about on this segment, Scoot, right. is just relationships drive better results.
Yeah.
And people do business with people that they know, they trust, and that they like and want to work with.
Well, and I love talking about how your best chance of getting a commercial real estate loan approved might be with Metairie Bank, because a lot of the banks locally, they're going to send your information off to somebody in another city, and they're going to decide, with no knowledge of our local economy or our culture, they're going to make a decision on a commercial real estate loan, whereas at Metairie Bank, the decision's made locally, and the people here might see more wisdom in what you want to do than somebody in another city.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, we are connected to our communities. We're connected with the economic challenges and the economic opportunities of the community. We understand how Uptown differs from Mid-City, differs from Hammond versus Pearl River or Mandeville. We understand how all these different communities operate. One of the beauties of Metairie Bank being a small community bank, I've always said that we punch well above our weight class. You know, we have the ability to do commercial real estate loans, up $7, $8, $9 million. And so that allows us to be able to do and work with a lot of phenomenal people with phenomenal vision for this area of Southeast Louisiana. And it's just, it's so much fun to do that. And like I said, I can get real keyed up on just being able to work with people, but I know we have other topics to cover, but it's a lot of fun. And before I forget, I need to speak to someone at WWL to complain in the fact that Ian completely discounted that wonderful delicacy that is canned cranberry sauce.
Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, are you with me on the canned cranberry sauce?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But the first time I think the first Thanksgiving before my wife and I were ever actually married, which, by the way, we're hosting my wife's entire family tomorrow. So any thoughts and prayers are welcomed with all the chaos. But it's going to be a blast. We all have a great time when we get together, play games, and it's just a lot of fun. But the first time my mother-in-law or to-be mother-in-law spent time, did this homemade cranberry where she cooked down the cranberries and it had like orange zest and all of the stuff in it.
No.
And I said, do we have any of the canned stuff? And I got to look.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately, she did. And my brother-in-law, also funny enough, named Paul, he agrees with me. So it's we definitely are on that path. And I think we've actually won over my mother-in-law. I think she makes it on occasion, but I think she just has acquiesced to the fact that we're going to eat the wonderful canned stuff.
Yeah, look, I usually like authentic things, but when it comes to cranberry sauce, man, I want that stuff right out of the can. I don't want the real homemade stuff at all. So speaking of Thanksgiving, yeah. I want people to know how you treat your employees at Metairie Bank, and you're giving your employees the whole day off tomorrow.
We are. Yeah. It's funny you mention that, and I know there's a little bit of joking there, but being the bank of personal service, and even in today's environment where you know we track, and you know John LeBlanc, but he actually did a little bit of a tracking and comparison in the last few weeks on how transactions have moved in the last decade from 2013 to 2023. And it's over 2,000% we've seen an increase in over 2,000% just in mobile banking transactions. And as you start to see these things, so being the bank of personal service, the interesting thing is what does personal banking mean to you? Now, it may mean that if you pick up the phone and you have a question and you want to talk to somebody, great. You talk to a customer service or you talk to your banker that you know and they know you, or it's having the ability to do everything online, but just knowing that there's somebody there in case you need them.
Yeah.
So personal banking, it's all dependent upon who's doing the banking. But, yes, we did. We do give everyone off tomorrow the whole day. We are open until 1 o'clock on Friday and then normal hours on Saturday and then back at it on Monday. So we have a lot of fun. You know, we get together. I took off today again, you know, trying to prepare for tomorrow, but you know, we get together and a lot of times we'll do little potlucks within the given branches or at the main office. And, you know, one of the things that in today's environment and the chaos of what we do each and every day, we got to remember to just have fun.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Enjoy what you do. Sometimes you're not always going to have a great day, but when you pick up that phone and you talk to the customer, those customers, it goes back to that relationship, and we all want to be there and support one another, and we just got to have fun doing it. We got to enjoy what we do. And I can honestly say over my 18 years at Metairie Bank, we've always enjoyed coming to work and doing what we do.
Yeah, that's really great because, I mean, if I had to do like accounting stuff for work, I mean, I wouldn't like my life. But again, that's not my thing. It's your thing. And the people who are at Metairie Bank, I mean, they're doing their thing. And so it's great because I need you to do your job for me, but I wouldn't want to have to do it. I mean, I couldn't face a ledger every day.
Well, we don't face ledgers every day. Now, there's some in the accounting department, accounts payable. You know, so everybody, and that's the beauty. I think sometimes that gets lost. That's the beauty of the world that we live in, Scoot. That's the beauty of the country that we live in, is the ability you can be whoever you want. Yeah. You can do whatever you want. If you want to sit in a closed, quiet office, looking at spreadsheets, calculating numbers, finding anomalies, finding those things, and that is your joy. Find your joy and be great at it.
Yeah, I wasn't putting down being a banker with Metairie Bank or working for Metairie Bank or any bank. It's just that it's not my thing, but I love that you guys have found your thing. And I mean, there are people, you know, sometimes I drive the causeway and I feel like the toll collector, I feel like they totally love their job and that they're, you know, this is what they enjoy doing this and they're doing it to the best of their ability. And I love seeing that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I remember growing up, I grew up on Pensacola Beach. And I remember back when you used to go across the bridge to get onto Pensacola Beach before they went automated, they had the folks there collecting
that's
money.
Right.
And they were always smiling. They always had a great time. They enjoyed what they were doing. And, you know, that's part of it. That's part of what we have to do. And you know, that's part of, I think, if you take a step back, that's what we are celebrating tomorrow. It's giving thanks for all of the great things that we have. And look, great things can be big or small, but everybody has something to be thankful for. And you know, and for those of us who are blessed more than others, you know, bring in some people who may just need to see and feel that giving of thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a time, this is a holiday season where we all kind of, what's the saying? We all care for our fellow man and woman.
Yeah, and you know, it's easy for us to compare ourselves to people who have more and think about our problems. But boy, there are a lot of people who would love to be where each of us are. And so we should be thankful for the things that put us in the position that we're in. All right, always great talking to you, Paul. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. Good luck tomorrow. I hope you survive it. I'm sure you will. Try and stay away from politics if you can.
Oh, no, that's always part of it. Politics, religion, the whole nine yards. But it's a lively, entertaining, and quite often educational conversation. And we all seem to go through it with an open mind to the point where we all learn something.
That's good. So I like hearing that.
If we can do that, then we're making strides.
And watch a little football, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Paul Myers, North Shore Market President with Metairie Bank on the SOTA Money Trends on WWL. Paul, thanks for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Scoot. Happy Thanksgiving, Ian. Y'all have a great day.